If you don't prepare, you could lose everything. But if you prepare for the worst and nothing happens, you've lost nothing. This is what is commonly known as the survivalist's motto. Do you know about these survivalists? Sometimes they call themselves doomsday preppers, or just preppers. The basic idea of survivalism is to be ready, to be prepared, to survive any earthly disaster. The idea is you save up dry goods, non-perishables, first aid equipment, oftentimes rope, heavy-duty gear, and very often lots of guns and ammunition. But is anything on this planet or in this universe truly non-perishable? Is anything truly not subject to decay? Is anything truly built to last forever? It is the nature of our sinful flesh to spend our lives gathering as many non-perishables as possible, as many toys and pleasures as we can. Yet nothing of earthly value in this earthly life is truly imperishable. The world will end one day, and even the survivalists know that someday they will not survive. And that can be a frightening thought at times, but it shouldn't be for us Christians, because God's Word gives us imperishable promises. We read from 1 Peter 1, verses 18 to 25. For you know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. But the grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. The Apostle Peter encourages his readers to recall something that they've been told, something that they already knew, that they were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from their forefathers. Not with perishable things such as silver or gold. What does it mean when something is futile? Futile attempts, futile efforts. It means hopeless, utterly useless, empty, vain. The forefathers of the readers of Peter were guilty of these futile ways, idol worship, pagan sacrifices, disgusting worship ceremonies to false gods, oftentimes made of silver and gold. Yet that sinful inheritance has been continued to be passed on to us. Deep down, we are inclined to be drawn toward the futile ways that the Apostle Peter wrote about. False gods, silver and gold, greed, earthly success, big paychecks, nice houses, fast cars, you know your own list. For once we belonged to him, yet we were taken captive, and more than that, we ran away from our God, and we gave ourselves into the hands of our captors, sin and death. We can think of our natural state like a child who's been kidnapped by sin, except in our case, we knowingly gave ourselves over to our captors. We gave ourselves to our kidnappers. But Peter says that we've been ransomed. That's that great Bible word, redeemed, bought back from sin and death, those evil captors. And God's Word has given us the imperishable promise of redemption. Not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. How do you feel about blood? Does it make you uncomfortable? More likely than not, blood is something that is inherently disturbing to us. People naturally turn away from blood when we see it, especially in large amounts. It's not something that we see a lot of on a daily basis. So how incredible is it to take this thing, this blood, this thing that's so often disturbing, this thing that reminds us of our own mortality and of death, and to make it precious? That's an incredible, imperishable miracle that only God can do. Verse 20 tells us that Christ was foreknown before the foundation of the world for the sake of you. And in this world of empty assurances and so often perishable possessions, Our omniscient God promised redemption from the very beginning. In the same way that God chose us in Him before the foundation of the world to be His children, He chose Christ to be that atoning sacrifice for our sins before the very foundation of the world, His imperishable plan of redemption. And why? For the sake of you. Why was Christ foreknown before the foundation of the world? Because of you. The imperishable promises of God's Word assure us that that redemption has been won for us. And God's Word itself is the ultimate promise of preservation until the very end. After all, Peter goes on to tell us that we've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. Only Jesus was born of that physically imperishable seed that was planted in the womb of the Virgin Mary. In Jesus' perfect life and innocent death, and through the seed of God's Word planted into your heart, we have been reborn of that imperishable seed of God's Word, assuring us not of an impending death, but of impending life. Peter quotes Isaiah 40, verse 6 through 8. He says, "For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you." Perhaps the greatest imperishable promise of God's Word is that God's Word itself will never perish. God's Word promises that God's Word isn't going anywhere. And everyone can relate to God's illustration from Isaiah 40. Even in the dead of winter, like this, we can imagine that grass, brown and withered and dried up, matted down underneath the snow outside. And everyone knows that flowers can be pleasant in sight and in smell. But grass withers and dies, and flowers ripen and rot and fade away. And the greatest glories of man, whether it be the pyramids or the Great Wall of China, or democracy, or microchips, or vaccines, or internet, or pick your poison, all these things will fade away. There's only one thing that won't, and it's right here in our text. In fact, it is the text. The word of the Lord remains forever, and this word is the good news that was preached to you. The gospel will remain forever. It is our boon in times of need. It is our hope for eternity, our only source and norm of truth, our comfort from day to day. The good news, that gospel message of Christ crucified for our sins, that will endure forever. This is God's incredible and perishable promise to each and every one of us. So maybe you're not a doomsday prepper. Maybe you don't have a basement full of distilled water and non-perishable foods, but you do possess your own stockpile of imperishables. God's Word has given you the imperishable promises for your eternal survival, redemption through Christ since the very beginning, and preservation through God's Word until the very end. Let's praise our God today in the words of Hymn 290 and thank Him for these wonderful imperishable promises. Verses 1, 2, and 4.